World Sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, Manchester United thrash Wigan to close the gap at the top of the Premier League to 2 points.
Rooney plays it forward towards Valencia, and that's 5-0. Antonio Valencia scores against his former team, made by the vision of Wayne Rooney, finished off by Antonio Valencia, and Manchester United hit 5.
Elsewhere, Arsenal maintain their title challenge, and Australia's Nathan Horridge says Shane Warne helped him to produce the best performance of his career. Chelsea's lead at the top of the English Premier League going into the new year has been cut to 2 points following Manchester United's rout of Wigan. United won 5-0 to match their victory over their northwest neighbours earlier in the season. Reporting from Old Trafford, John Murray.
Talk about emphatic. That's 10 goals without reply for Manchester United against Roberto Martinez's Wigan in their 2 games this season. It could have been 10 in this game alone. Right from the first whistle, the Wigan players looked to lack any conviction they might be able to compete against the champions. After a series of near misses, the goals started to come in the 28th minute and thereafter arrived at regular intervals. Rooney cleverly flicked in the first. Carrick drove in the second and Rafael da Silva shot in the next to make it 3-0 at half-time. Berbatov prodded number 4 and Valencia neatly rounded off the scoring against his former club.
Well, United's Michael Carrick admits the side haven't been at their best in recent weeks, but he believes this result can be the start of a good run of form.
I hope so, yeah. This season really at home we haven't really hit top form at all, and we've just been doing enough in games to get through, and we know we're better than that, and we know we want to improve, and now's the time to do it. It's a busy time now till the end of the season, and we need to get the run going and playing some good football.
Wigan Spanish manager Roberto Martinez, meanwhile, could find no excuses for his side's performance.
It was a very naive and a very selfish performance. All the football aspects and all the tactical aspects go through the window, and that's unacceptable, and we have to correct that.
Arsenal are third in the table, just 4 points behind the leaders Chelsea and with a game in hand following their 4-1 win at Portsmouth. Earlier, Portsmouth released an official statement saying they were shocked and surprised that tax collectors in England had taken legal action against them. Revenue and Customs says it's issued a winding-up petition, which means the club could face bankruptcy if they don't pay their debts. Portsmouth are disputing the amount they owe. Reporting from Fratton Park, Alistair Bruce Ball.
A grim day on and off the field for Portsmouth after news of more financial woes. The fans then watched their team tamely subside without Arsenal having to play all that well. Avram Grant chose to try and contain right from the off, and although the first goal they conceded was an unlucky one through Eduardo's deflected free kick, they never really seemed ready to raise themselves and have a real go. At home, don't forget. Samir Nasri added a second before half-time. Aaron Ramsey in for Cesc Fabregas got a wonderful third, and Alex Song added the fourth after Nadir Belhadj had pulled one back. Fabregas won't play against West Ham in the FA Cup or Bolton in the Premier League, but Arsene Wenger thinks he could be back for the next game against Everton, and at the moment his team Arsenal are right in this title race.
Well, Arsene Wenger's side have now won their last 3 matches, scoring 13 goals in the process.
I'm pleased with the performance, with the committed attitude and our team display was absolutely 100% focused, and it was a difficult game because Portsmouth here, you could see why they have made life difficult for everybody, and we were a bit lucky on the first goal, but after that we controlled well the game. We had a good midfield against a technical Portsmouth side, and Ramsden came in very well. It's a good opportunity to see some other players.
Rangers moved 7 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premier League after they beat Dundee United 7-1. Chris Boyd scored 5 goals as he beat Henrik Larsson's record as the league's top goalscorer. He now has an overall total of 160. Hearts beat Motherwell 1-0. To cricket now on the BBC World Service, and the England captain Andrew Strauss is warning his players that they can't get carried away by their victory in the second test against South Africa in Durban. Strauss's side lead the four-match series 1-0 going into the third test in Cape Town on Sunday. But he says there's plenty of work left to do on the tour.
I think we've showed over the summer and throughout this tour that there's a hell of a lot of spirit in our side, and people keep popping up and putting in performances when we need them to. But yeah, ultimately, we need to be judged on the end of the series, not at the end of this match. And I think that's something that's important, that we keep our feet on the ground, and we're in a lovely position in the series at the moment. Now it's a case of making sure we don't squander that opportunity.
Meanwhile, England have called up the Hampshire batsman Michael Carberry as cover for Paul Collingwood for the Cape Town test. Collingwood injured his finger, but scans revealed he's not suffered a fracture. The Australian spinner Nathan Horridge says help and advice from the country's former bowling great Shane Warne helped him to his best ever performance in the first test against Pakistan. Horridge took his maiden five-wicket haul in Melbourne as Australia won by 170 runs, and he's been named in an unchanged side for the second test, which starts on Sunday in Sydney. Before the series, Horridge was being criticised for his inability to finish off opposing teams' tail-enders, but he says he never lost confidence, partly because of advice from Warne.
Yeah, definitely. You know, look, Warney, you know, look, I try and chat to him as much as I can. You know, guys, Greg, Matt, all those sort of fellas, you know, look, I've always got the belief, you know, look, it's always going to be a struggle, you know, following McGill and Warne, you know, because everyone's, you know, always expecting a great deal of you. But I think just deep down, it's just a matter of just being able to just be patient in that spot, you know, not to get too far ahead of yourself and just sort of live in the moment and go from there.
The Formula One world champion Jenson Button and the man who guided him to the title, Ross Brawn, are among the sports stars included in Britain's New Year's honours list. Button is awarded an MBE. Ross Brawn has been honoured with an OBE. Ian McGeachan, who featured in seven British and Irish Lions rugby union tours as player and coach, is knighted, while the former England football captain and now BBC summariser Jimmy Armfield has been made a CBE for his community work. Well, back to football now, and with the 2010 Africa Cup of Nations set to kick off in less than 2 weeks, we're taking an in-depth look at the 16 countries taking part. Here's the BBC's Richard Fleming on the host nation, Angola.
The BBC puts the Africa Cup of Nations in your hands. Profile Angola.
Angola's success at the Africa Cup of Nations has been limited. A quarter-final place in Ghana 2 years ago, the best they've managed. But then they are relative newcomers, having contested just four to date, the first of which was as recent as 1996. The growth of football affected, like so many other areas of Angolan life, by the bitter 27-year civil war. That ended in 2002. Within 4 years, the country was incredibly making its debut at football's World Cup finals. 4 years further on, and it's set to host a first Africa Cup of Nations. This southern African country is keen to make up for lost time. Former international Akwa told the BBC that hosting the Cup of Nations has already had an impact on the rebuilding process.
I believe the African Cup 2010 came in good time for us, because we have to show also what we have, the quality of Angola, what we have we want to show to the world.
Life for many Angolans remains a struggle. Most in the oil-rich country live on less than a dollar a day. Presidential elections continue to be delayed. In hosting the Cup of Nations, it's hoped Angola can reshape people's perceptions of their country. Their question marks remain as to how well they'll do at the Nations Cup, having failed to reach the latter stages of Africa's World Cup qualifying. But Akwa remains confident they'll do the country proud.
I think we can reach the final. I'm a positive man. I'm always positive. I believe in my national team. We will play in our country, and the players, they have all support of our people, and I believe we can achieve the final also.
Angola feature in Group A alongside World Cup finalists Algeria, the inexperienced Malawi, and the inconsistent Mali. Angola versus Mali is the opening game. That's in Luanda on January the 10th.
The BBC puts the Africa Cup of Nations in your hands.
Richard Fleming reporting there. And before we go, our top story again. Manchester United are now only 2 points behind the Premier League leaders Chelsea after a resounding 5-0 win over Wigan at Old Trafford. Arsenal are 4 points off the pace with a game in hand after a 4-1 win at Portsmouth. That's the very latest World Sport from the BBC World Service.